A couple of segments ago, we read from that interview that USA Today did with Dak Prescott, and Dak says that he's a psychology major and that when he's done with football, he would like to be a sports psychologist. Well, what a good time to visit with our very own sports psychologist. He teaches psychology at UTD, and he has authored over 2,700 books, co-authored another 4,000. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Good morning, Keith. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Keith.
Good to see you. Happy New... Oh, you're drinking your coffee.
Couldn't you do that before?
It's a long...
Walked into the studio. Boy, he loves coffee.
The way it just slides down my throat.
You love a cup of Joe,
so
don't you?
Black and creamy. Yes, I love a cup of Joe.
Happy New Year, Dr. Maxwell.
Yeah,
Happy
New Year. Craig had a wonderful New Year. Did you guys have a good New Year?
Had a great one, yeah.
Great. Did you travel anywhere?
Did some traveling,
really,
yes.
As did I.
Oh, that's fantastic. Where'd you go?
I went to Key West with a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. Who's that?
Leslie.
Oh, okay, that's good. It's good to see you're dating again. Yeah. I know you.
Leslie had a good time.
You and your wife split up many years ago now.
We did.
And I've always wondered if you would find love again.
Well, I have. And let's move on now.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Keith.
What did you think about Dak Prescott saying that after his football career is over, he'd like to be a sports psychologist
this
just like you?
Was such wonderful news. Wonderful news. I knew that he had, was interested in psychology and had studied psychology. And, and you know what? I would like to use your program right now, if I may. Mm-hmm. To extend an offer to young Dakota Prescott, because I would love, even during the off season, I would love for him to come to my office. He can come into my office, and I'd love for Dak to work up under me.
Like an intern? Or
I think I could teach him a lot. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
An intern, a mentorship program or something like that.
Mentorship program.
And, you know, I mean, I'm an excellent teacher. Oh, I can teach him all the ins and the
okay. Well,
Dr. Maxwell, please.
Wait. Miles away.
Focus, focus.
Yes. And if he doesn't understand something or needs more mentoring on something, he can always tug on me and say, "Hey, Carlton, hey, what about that?" And I can drill him on, the latest concepts that we're studying. And, we could really teach each other things.
Yeah, that's nice of you to offer.
Well, yes, because he's interested in what I'm doing and I'm interested in what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I could expose him to penetrating and analysis.
Football and psychology.
And he could teach me about spurts.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Spurts.
Do you know him?
I like to enjoy many spurting events with him.
Okay, that's very generic, but okay.
So have you spent any time with him? Have you approached him about doing a book?
I never have. And that's interesting because I really would like to write a book with him because his story is amazing.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah. It is so fascinating.
Yeah.
And I would just love to be around him. I guess I don't even have to be honest with you guys. I'm such a big Cowboy fan.
You are a big Cowboy fan.
What he has done is amazing. So, heck, he could even teach me how to give a spurts massage. He gets lots of those.
Sure. Yeah.
I'd love it if he gave me a prostrate massage,
Really?
Like,
that's
where you lay down prostrate.
Not a prostate. What about, you have any books that you're hawking this time?
I do. Thank you so much, George, for that. Mm-hmm. Look at this here. I don't know if you know this. This is a former Cowboy quarterback named Tony Romo.
And he's still on the team.
Well, he is in intensive psychotherapy with me right now. From depression. So he's one of my pupils. And also one of my patients.
Oh, okay.
And he wrote this book with me just the other day. This is 2 days ago, hot off the presses. It's called "I Told You Bitches I Could Still Play, An Insider Look at the 6 Plays to Pay Dirt Against Philadelphia." just X's and O's illustrations.
About that one drive.
I didn't think one drive would give you enough for a book, but I guess so.
It's not quite the thick book.
No, it's very thin.
It's not quite as thick as Dax.
Yeah, because he's had a lot of games.
We're gonna write.
This year. Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
That's right.
Let you finish that sentence.
Many more games. And that actually seems to be the only book that I approached.
That's it. It's the, it's the new year. So
that's the only book. Yeah, you've been taking some time off. That's crazy, isn't it? Dr. Maxwell, I don't know if I should bring this up.
Well, I probably have to go. Yeah.
But so I got an email the other day, and I think you accidentally sent it to me. Because you addressed it to somebody else.
Outlook recalled that.
But you included me on the address list for whatever reason. I'm sorry I opened it, but you were asking this other friend if he knew of a place to get gender reassignment surgery. I don't even understand that.
You upset him again.
Oh,
he's
gosh.
Gone. Every time you make him mad. Uh-oh, I think he's...
Twice!
So he went one way and then went back?
I don't know. Stop bringing up his personal life, for gosh sakes.